Hey there, fellow patriots. It's Allison Bricker from LibertyTalk.fm, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
And away we go.
Say A, say M, say E, say R, say I, C, say A, M.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated. And now, your radio refreshment, Ron Edwards.
Good day, good day. Hello, and how are you, my fellow Americans and folks around the world? This is Ron Edwards, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. Thanks so much for tuning in, and it's a good day in the neighborhood. Around here, very nice temperatures, around 70 degrees, nice and bright sunny skies. I know, Doug, where you're at, it's kind of steamy as usual, right? And yeah, it's a sweat box, always in that part of the country. Only time it's not hot where you are is February, probably, right? Somewhere between Christmas and Valentine's Day.
It's 93 outside with that much humidity.
Oh, Jesus, I couldn't handle it. Not this early. But anyway, it's still a great day in the neighborhood. Lots of things to talk about today, lots of good stuff. And going to be talking with a great guest today, too, a special kind of American flags. And we'll be discussing that in just a few. But amongst the many things that we do have to discuss this day, I tell you, what I'm going to bring up in just a second, you've been warned. How many times on this show have you been warned about the Islamists in this country? And people have poo-pooed on me, especially my fellow Christians, when I've talked about how they want to take over, they want to do this, they want to do that. And I only say those things because it's in their book, the Quran, which once I found out a long time ago that Thomas Jefferson read it, I said, you know what? I need to read it too. So I read it. And there it is right there where they say, hey, look, they come in to take over a nation. Well, here we go. Osama Ziblani, a prominent Arab-American community leader and publisher, located in Dearborn and Stan, Michigan, announced that Muslims are poised, not thinking about, not trying to, but they are poised to take control of key political positions across the United States of America, including the Congress and the White House. During his speech early this month at a dinner honoring former Lebanese security chief Abbas Ibrahim, who is known for ties with Hezbollah, Sabini said, he says, we have the best we can offer at the United States of America, not only in Michigan, but across the entire country. He says, he went on, he says, we have offered our best. The best is yet to come. I can be very confident to tell you that we are on the road to the White House, to Congress, to decision making everywhere in the United States of America. That's pretty bold talk. I want to tell you right now, that is very, very bold talk. And if we had a real president, he would consider that bold talk, too. He would rub his chin and say, you know what? We're going to have to take a closer look at this. Because they're not here to make friends. And they plainly state that their way of life does not coexist or cannot coexist with our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. Can't do it. They don't believe in equal rights for women. They think that black people are nothing but slaves and dusty. Slaves and dusty. That's what they think of black folks. And yet, isn't it kind of retarded how so many black people in the United States and black Africans just suck up to Allah. Isn't that amazing? And yet we do have friends in Africa, Nigeria in particular, who say that their black African villages are regularly pillaged by Muslims, where they snatch their babies and burn them. Yeah. In fact, they tied up one couple, right? And they said, we have your baby. We're going to cook your baby and eat your baby right now. And guess what? They cooked the baby. And when they took a bite in the baby, they died. That was the one good thing that came out of that. They died. But see, this is the kind of crap that goes on all the time. Wherever they dominate like this, it's doom for others. It's either convert or die. And so the only thing they understand is if you're stronger than they are. That's also in the Quran, by the way. If you present yourself and they know that you're stronger than they are, what they do is they pull back, make friends, pretend to be friends. And see, here's another thing that I learned. I learned this when I used to live in New York. You'll find some Muslims, they'll come in, they'll hang out. You'll even see them eat a pork sandwich. You'll say, they're not all bad. Even though I myself don't eat pork, but you know how they freak out if you throw a piece of pork around and they all scatter, right? But then there are some that don't scatter when you throw pork around them. They'll even sip a little, they'll even imbibe with you a little bit. And that's for you to let your guard down. Because when they do that, they do that because they know that they're going against their religion, right? And so they're setting themselves up to be sacrificial lambs, to be terrorists. And so they know that after they bump themselves and many other people off, like the people that allegedly went into the World Trade Center, boom, boom, they think they're going to get 70 versions and a whole lot of wine. But anyway, and you know, sometimes when you say this kind of stuff to people, they go to Nutsville. Oh, how can you say such horrible things? You're supposed to be a man of God. And they'll call you Islamophobic, this, that, and the other. But I never hear Americans say that the Islamists are Americophobic when they're saying death to America. And I never hear them say that the Israeli phobia when they say death to Israel. I just find how bass-ackwards the political discussion is, at least in that particular arena. So there was a Memorial Day parade over the weekend, and Marxist student thugs and pro-Gaza goons disrupt the Princeton Memorial Day parade and block the road after spotting American flags coming towards them and the Memorial Day flag. Well, how are you going to have a Memorial Day parade and not have American flags in it? I mean, that's what it's about, right? It is about American heroes that gave the ultimate sacrifice. And so, last time I checked, one of our most premier symbols is the American flag. I mean, someone correct me if I'm wrong, but, that is what it is. But anyway, my friends, you stay right there, because I'll be right back with a great guest. You stay right there, because I'll be right back.
What's up, folks? Stay tuned. Be right back after these important messages.
The Ron Edwards American Experience, a charter member of the emerging new mainstream media. Just the way it is. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is.
The best defense is a great defense. Clean slate. TheRootBrands.com/Niecy, N-E-I-C-Y, is a major move in the right direction. Detoxify safely and wisely. Remove metals and toxins that debilitate your body. TheRootBrand.com/Niecy, N-E-I-C-Y. Order Clean Slate today. and push those toxins away.
Simply go to theronedwards.com to make your purchase.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase, and to be sure to use the RE10 promo code and you will receive a 10% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
Hi, everybody. Adam here at Patriot Foods. PatriotFoods.com is U.S. only, fighting for the American farmer. Cheap imports are putting the U.S. farmer out of business. We need your support. Go to PatriotFoods.com and use Ron's promo code. That's for U.S. Ron. Go to PatriotFoods.com and shop today.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 800-452-1278. 800-452-1278. That's 800-452-1278.
Voice your opinion on the Ron Edwards hotline at 985-218-0185. Again, 985-218-0185.
This is James Stocky with your AmericanFlagStore.com, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Yeah, I like that song. Look, the words to that song, we're going to have to play that kind of often, Doug. Anyway, you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'm Ron Edwards. Welcome back. By the way, you can follow me on Twitter or X. It's at @RonEdwards_show. Again, on Twitter, X, @RonEdwards_show. Well, we have a great guest today. His name is James Stocky, and he is with your American Flag Store. And I want to thank you, James, for joining me today, and welcome to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Thanks for having me, Rob. I've been looking forward to this for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, me too, man. First heard of you from a mutual friend of ours, Tim Tapp, and I said, man, I've got to get this guy on my show. Because, you know, I love the American flag. And when I first heard about you, I said, oh, okay, maybe they make some good flags and maybe I can order some and yada, yada, yada. In fact, my producer, Doug, shared with me a kind of semi-funny story. He contacted you and he wanted to buy an American flag from you. And then he said that you said, well, wait a minute, we don't, it's not the kind you're thinking about. It's the kind you can knock on, as they say, a knock on wood.
Yep.
So I like the story I read. I read the information you sent me and how you guys got started with your six-year-old son. And he came up with the idea, basically, if we could start making a business making American flags with your tools. And so tell us a bit more about that, and how has it been going?
Well, about 6.5, almost 7 years ago now, my son, like you said, he came into our garage when we had a bunch of friends over for a sporting event. He comes into the garage on his bike and says that he has a business idea and he wants me to help him start it. And of course, we all kind of giggle and laugh at him. But we say, what's your idea? And he says that he wants to use our tools in the garage there. We had kind of a makeshift shop kind of set up in our garage to make American flags out of wood. And he'd like his mom, who's an artist, to paint patriotic artwork on it. So we all kind of laugh and think, you know, that's kind of a good idea. What kind of artwork would you want to put on it? He says pictures of Abraham Lincoln and George Washington and stuff like that. So we all were like, you know, kind of stunned and thought it was a really good idea. And what really makes it a good idea is, one, I'm a carpenter And two, my wife is an artist, so he put those two things together to create a product. And more importantly, he had noticed that in California, where we used to live, I would be waiting for permits to clear for different jobs I was doing, remodeling houses. And in that time, I'm literally just sitting there waiting, not doing anything. I'm not making money. My tools aren't making money. And he came up with an idea that was a great way for me to be productive and to be able to supplement my income while we were waiting for those permits so that we literally wouldn't have any downtime. And we expected that at best, that's what it would be, is just something to kind of fill in some gaps. So the next morning, Max comes running into the room and is really excited to go buy the material. Problem was, at that time, living in California, we were broke. We just didn't have the money to go spend on, you know, a flag to go buy all the paint and the screws and the wood and everything to make it, even though it'd only be probably 30, 40 bucks or something. We just didn't have the extra money. But we did have a gift certificate that my in-laws had given us for Christmas that year. So we went down to Home Depot with that gift card and bought the materials needed to make our first flag and did it. And that was the start. Our business started literally on a six-year-old boy's idea and a gift card to Home Depot. After we made that first flag, which took us, you know, all that day and a little bit the next day for my wife to put some artwork on it, I posted it on social media just to kind of share the, you know, kind of cute story that Max had come up with this idea. And, you know, if you wanted one of these flags, let us know. We'd be happy to make you one. I had four or five friends all reach out to me and say, yeah, we'd love one. So we made their flags. They put them on in their home and took pictures and posted those pictures on social media. And four or five of their friends called us and said, you know, would you make one for us? So those first five flags turned into 25 flags. We put those 25 flags out, and it slowly grew into about 100 flags. And this was all in about, 6 weeks to a month. So relatively quickly, we were a little bit overwhelmed with this new hobby business that we thought would just be filling in the time. And we actually didn't have time to fill all these orders. So we just plugged away and worked day and night at it. About month three, we figured, hey, let's really see if, you know, it's great to have your friends support you. You know, that's great. But would the general public support us and want us to make these flags for us? So we figured the best way to do it was to go to an art fair or some kind of show where people go to, visit and buy little trinkets and that kind of thing. And luckily in our hometown in Valley Center, California, there's a place called Bates Nut Farm, and they have these big art shows a few times a year. So we rented a spot there and we sold it, and we sold several thousand dollars worth of flags. So again, we were shocked again by the public's response, by our friends' response, and all the support we got. And it was about 6 months into it that my wife and I had a really hard decision to make. Do we kind of stop this business? Because it's kind of now interfering with our jobs of my job I had for about 19 years, my wife for about 15 years. And now those jobs are kind of, we're not doing as well as we could in those jobs because we're, overworking ourselves. So we chose to take the risk and chase that American dream and that idea that our son had. And we started booking shows all over the country. We traveled all over the country for about 2 years, year and a half, 2 years, going to every gun show, every rodeo, every country music concert that we could possibly find, setting up a booth that we had made, and hanging about 20 of our custom wood flags in that booth and just talking to people. And that went great for about, like I said, about 2 years. We were doing really well. We're no longer working the 9-to-5. We were working a lot more than that, doing these flags, but working for ourselves and enjoying, that kind of freedom. Even though we weren't really free, we were working so dang hard. We really had to make a big decision on how big we wanted to do it. And we decided to go all in.
Yeah, but isn't that rewarding that you guys are working together as a family unit, and even though you're working longer hours,
absolutely,
It you know, it's the family thing, and it's has it brought your family even closer together?
Oh, it absolutely brought us closer. I mean, we were traveling, you know, while we were going around all these shows from, you know, we started in San Diego, California, a little town called Valley Center. And we went all the way out to Sturgis. We went up to Reno. We were going into all over the country and, you know, seeing all the sights and, you know, stopped. We got to see Devil's Tower and Mount Rushmore and, you know, Meteor Crater. Along the way, we'd stop at those things and spend those times with our family. And we absolutely got closer. We actually got ourselves out of debt, saved a little bit of money.
And now that you've left California because of the madness there, and you're in Tennessee, I believe, has business been even better since after the Corona China virus situation? Is it better now?
Well, when after COVID, it destroyed that business model that we had of going, you know, to the public places and, you know, face to face with people selling. So we had to reinvent ourselves online, which we did, and it was actually more successful during that time. Obviously, you can reach a lot more people a lot easier online than you can face-to-face. So we were able to reach more people, and our business actually grew during COVID, and we actually found a place, and we wanted to escape. When we were in California, you know, it was a hard hustle there. We found a place in Harriman, Tennessee. We moved here. Things were going great. We bought our first home on this little idea that our son had. And we were literally living the American dream. About 3 months after we moved here to Tennessee, all of a sudden, out of the blue, just the sales stopped. I mean, we went from, you know, 4 or 5 sales a day, maybe 10 sales a day on a good day, to nothing. And not even visits to our website anymore. So I started looking into what was causing that, really had a hard time trying to understand it, went to the Facebook where we were doing a lot of our marketing, and found out that Facebook didn't give us notice, but I had to search to find out. Facebook had suspended our marketing privileges because they said that our products were against their community standards. And so we were no longer allowed to market with them. On top of that, Shopify had pulled some of our best-selling flags off of our website. So now we didn't have any way to advertise to get people to go to our website. But if anybody did go to our website, the most popular flags that people were buying weren't even available. So between those two companies, they really, really crushed our business and put a real big strain on us. It wasn't until probably the coolest part of our story was that in that period of time, it was about a 6 week period of time that we really struggled to just find anybody that would market with us. But as soon as I mentioned that we were canceled, they didn't want to touch us because they thought that they might get canceled. So nobody, we could not go anywhere. And out of frustration, I just started posting about it on social media, just telling people what was going on, and still nothing. One night I was very, very frustrated in the shop. I was working up here till probably about 11 o'clock. My shop is in Tennessee, is about 100 yards away from our house. And it really just occurred to me that we were probably going to lose everything if we didn't just abandon this business and go back to work at our previous jobs. I would go back to remodeling houses. My wife could go get her job back at Trader Joe's. Even though we had moved to Tennessee, she'd easily be able to get a job here. And so I went back up to the house to tell my wife that, and I asked her when I got to the bedroom. My wife is an absolute, I mean, she's a rock. She does not cry. She's a tough cookie. I got into our bedroom, and she's crying in bed because of all this stress that these companies had put our family under. I asked her to get out of bed, come to the foot of our bed, and let's pray together. It was the first time. We pray all the time, daily, but this was the first time that we actually got together, held hands, and said a prayer out loud. And the prayer was really simple. We asked God to just show us what he wanted us to do. If he wanted us to go back to our old businesses, we'd be happy to do it. We would never complain. We wouldn't look back and you know, rehash what could have been. We would just move forward if that was his will.
Hey, but we've got to stop it right there with the heartbreak. This is the Ron Edwards American Experience, and we'll be back in conversation in just a moment.
Morally Straight. straight, politically incorrect, and just plain great. It's the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase, and to be sure to use the RE10 promo code and you will receive a 10% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. On January 12, 2007, a mysterious violinist played for 45 minutes on the New York subway. A few people cheered, others clapped, and he raked in a whopping $30 for his subway performance. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's Page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, no one in the New York subway but the violinist knew they were enjoying one of the best musicians in all the world. In that subway, he played one of the most complex musical compositions ever written on a $3.5 million violin. 2 days before, he sold out 2,000 tickets in a theater in Boston, where the tickets averaged $100 apiece. He was paid about $1,000 for each moment of his performance by the organizers. Joshua Bell is your violinist in this story, one of the world's great violinists. Listen to this. A bottle of water may be 50 cents at the grocery market, $2 at the gym, $3 at cinema, and $6 on an airplane. The only thing that changed its value is its place. So the next time you feel your worth is nothing, maybe you're in the wrong place. Remember this. Go to where you are appreciated and go to a place that understands your value. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern. To find out where, go to theronedwards.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-794-1891. 800-794-1891. That's 800-794-1891.
The Ron Edwards American Experience, the talk show that celebrates America and reminds everyone she's worth fighting for. Join me, host Ron Edwards, and also don't miss a daily page from the Edwards Notebook commentary right here on
K-Star Talk Radio Network.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
VARA Network.
PBS Network.
LibertyTalk.fm.
Edwards, the new voice of America.
And we're back. This is the Ron Edwards American Experience. Our guest today is James Stocky, and he's with your American Flag Store. And he was sharing with us a unique story, a wonderful family story, in my humble opinion. And I wanted to hold him over a couple of minutes over the break because he didn't have a chance to tell you folks how you can get the flags and, man, help this American business grow. That's the one thing I really love. Small and even large, medium-sized businesses that are owned by families. And that's something we really support here on the Ron Edwards American Experience. Welcome back, James, and why don't you share with the folks how and where they can purchase these wonderful flags?
Well, you can go to our website at youramericanflagstore.com. We've got about over 100 flag designs, and all of our flags are customizable. If there's something that you'd like a little twist on it, you can give us a call, and we'll make the flag exactly how you want it. Our flags are very unique because they are 100% handcrafted, but there is an option that you can have it 100% hand-painted. So each star, when you get your flag, if you look at the stars, if you choose the hand-painted option, you'll see brush strokes in the star. My wife has now painted 620,000 stars. So we've been cranking these things out for about 7 years now, really loving every minute. Even the hardest times, this was probably one of the most fun things that we've gotten to do together, and been an absolutely wonderful experience for our family.
I want to thank you and congratulate you, and hope for much more success for you guys. And we're going to have you back periodically on the show. In fact, I'm going to give you a call about something, an idea that I have. Anyway, folks, James Stocke, he's with Your American Flag Store. And tell them one more time the website, sir.
It's youramericanflagstore.com.
Thank you so much, and Godspeed to you and yours.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah. Well, folks, you know, before we in the United States can expect our nation to be restored so that wonderful businesses like the gentleman we just talked to can expect to thrive, not just survive and limp along, but to truly thrive in this country, we've got to make some and stand up for some real changes. It's a shame that they had to leave California, which is very, very beautiful, almost a perfect location on earth. They had to leave it because of all of the craziness that's going on. And unfortunately, my friends, that craziness that's going on in California, New York State, Illinois, in fact, speaking of Illinois, did you know that the state government of Illinois is now trying to pass a bill that would increase their spending levels to beyond historical levels? I mean, just beyond belief. And see, that's one of the elements of the left. If they can't force their druthers upon us, they want to spend us into oblivion. They'll any way that they can, if they can't break us intellectually, spiritually, physically, or fiscally, they just don't stop. But see, here's the thing. We have the better ideas. We have the better way for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And you must not ever forget, my friends, that those on the left do not have the right to do what they're doing. They don't have the right. So you're not obligated to obey unjust laws. You're not. But in order to fight these unjust laws, we have to come together in mass. I mean, I would love to see a rally in Ohio, another one in Texas, with each of those having a half a billion people, 500 million people. I mean, just crazy. Not. Wait a minute, not 500 million, but a half a million people, 500,000 people. We've got to start meeting in such large groups and approaching these government officials in such large numbers and letting them know these are voters and they were not going to put up with this anymore. We're not going to participate. See, they can even pass unjust laws, but we are not obligated to stand about and be pushed around like that. How do you think that William Wilberforce was able to convince Great Britain to give up slavery by 1839? He got the masses to get involved. And in order to unshackle ourselves today in this modern day slavery, where families have to just work over and over, overtime, both the mother and the father, do you know that the U.S. dollar should be worth so much as it used to be when it was backed by silver and gold, that you only need the father to go and go to work. And it should be more than enough to buy a home, transportation, food, meet all the needs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, the more your skill level, the more whatever, you're eligible to earn more money as you climb the ladder. But the U.S. dollar should be strong enough where it only takes one of the parents to have to go out and take care of the family in a very good way, not just scraping by. And not by raising minimum wages. Because every time, guess what? I mean, I've talked about this before. Every time the minimum wage is increased, the poor that they say that they're helping, the low-income workers, guess what happens? Within 6 months, the buying power of the dollar is less than it was before the last increase, hourly increase. And so it just continues to continue to work against itself, or they continue to work against the U.S. dollar. And another reason why we must push the left off and out of our lives, organizations like the World Health Organization, according to a recently released study, the scamdemic wiped out nearly a decade of progress concerning life expectancy. The WHO published a study recently documenting a dramatic decline in global life expectancy to 2012 levels immediately following the onset of the Corona China virus scandemic. Now, this is the annual World Health Statistics Report. Was released in anticipation of the United Nations body's yearly gathering, the World Health Assembly, which began in Geneva this week. And it convenes its member states for the WHO to address concerning health trends around the globe. Basically, these meetings are what they're trying to do is figure out ways to take over our so-called health care in this country. But it looks like that effort may be unraveling at this time. I'm going to remain reasonably optimistic because I was looking at some reports this morning about this effort, and it looks like many nations are not going to buy into this as of yet. And to the globalists, you know, they always come back for more, but at least for now, it looks like there's a setback in their effort to take over our sovereignty through healthcare. But this stuff needs to be permanently slapped out of our country. That's why we need to elect officials to enact laws that permanently protect we the people of this country from the onslaught of organizations like the WHO and the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. Because those freaks over there have no business, no right whatsoever to be involved in telling us what we can do in our country. In just 2 years, the Corona China virus scandemic reversed over a decade of gains in both life expectancy at birth and healthy life expectancy. This year's World Health Statistics report, by 2020, both global life expectancy and at the HALE had rolled back to 2016 levels. See, as they continue to be involved in the decisions of health care and medical care in the lives of people, the quality of life declines. And there were further declines, with both retreating to 2012 levels, 71.4 years and 61.9 years respectively for men and women. That's crazy. The study found that Americans in Southeast Asia saw the largest declines in health expectancy, and the Americas' life expectancy dropped by about 3 years. And see, you have to take other things into effect, or that that are not reported on, even in this particular story. You have to look at the impact of laboratory developed foods, fake meats, all those kinds of things too that are not healthy for our bodies. And they decline the quality of our bodies, which wear out sooner. And this is part of their goal, by the way. Let's not forget, these people are also on the muscle to reduce the population. So it would behoove us to force our elected officials to govern on behalf of we the people and get the heck out of the medical industry anyway. And let great hospitals like the Cleveland Clinic do what they do best. And then good medical practices be reintroduced throughout the entire country. And tell the World Health Organization to go to hell. Tell them bye-bye now. I'm Ron Edwards. You're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. We'll be right back after this.
Ron Edwards,
the new voice of America.
My name's Joe Biden.
Keep forgetting I'm president.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase and to be sure to use the RE10 promo code and you will receive a 10% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
The best offense is a great defense. Clean slate. Therootbrands.com/Niecy, N-E-I-C-Y, is a major move in the right direction. Detoxify safely and wisely. Remove metals and toxins that debilitate your body. Therootbrand.com/Niecy. N-E-I-C-Y. Order Clean Slate today and push those toxins away.
Simply go to TheRonEdwards.com to make your purchase.
Hi, everybody. Adam here at Patriot Foods. PatriotFoods.com is U.S. only, fighting for the American farmer. Cheap imports are putting the U.S. farmer out of business. We need your support. Go to PatriotFoods.com and use Ron's promo code. That's 4USRON. Go to PatriotFoods.com and shop today.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 800-452-1278. 800-452-1278. That's 800-452-1278.
The Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show.
Well, I'm on my way to the city lights, to the pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. And I got to catch a noon train, I got to be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line.
And we're back. This is the Ron Edwards American Experience, and thanks so much for joining me this day. And thank you for the good folks at Patriot Foods for being a sponsor of this broadcast. And you guys should check out Patriot Foods because their foods is really good. You want to know how I can tell you that? Because I've tasted it, especially those steaks. Oh, my God. And the cheese? fantastic. And those blueberries, those organic blueberries, they're truly to live for. Check them out. Simply go to theronedwards.com and check them out, their site and on my website. Their site on my website, yeah. Mm-hmm. Make your order, and man, you'll be glad you did. You're promoting and you're helping American farmers, which, by the way, are being squeezed out purposefully by big chain stores like Kroger and Pathmark and others around the country, because they can get food much cheaper from Mexico and all of that. But the problem is, the reason why they're getting the food so much cheaper from those foreign countries is that every three trucks, yeah, a lot of drugs on there, fentanyl to be exact, and they're making so much money on fentanyl, they can afford to sell the food products in this country at a much lower rate. But I think even though the foreign foods might be a little bit cheaper, not a whole lot, but a little bit, when you think about the drugs coming into this country, the cost is much greater than a little bit of money you'll save on buying foods from Mexico and other foreign nations. Anyway, check out Patriot Foods on theronedwards.com. Well, my friends, I've kind of wondered over the years, mostly privately, is NATO, being involved in NATO, any good for the United States any longer? I really wondered that. Off and on, I've thought about it privately, and I wondered whether I should ask this publicly or not. But I think about something that Patrick Henry said on March 23rd of 1775. He said, "Suffer not yourself to be betrayed with a kiss." And that makes me think of many of our NATO, so-called NATO partners, how they over and over again stab us in the back, support regimes that are totally against us, like Iran. Many of them do a lot of business with Iran and things of that nature. Now, in a sense, I'm being hypocritical because the elitist government in Washington, D.C., is now cozying up to Iran. But in a sense, I'm not a hypocrite, because when we had a real president in there, Iran was being put in its rightful place. But I think we will get back to that situation. We will have a real president by the end of the year. I believe that. George Washington said something to America in 1796. Today is Memorial Day. And this is George Washington. And I want to just read to you a bit of his farewell address. And so it starts like this. It says, "The great rule of conduct for us is to, in regard to foreign nations, is in extending our commercial relations to have with them as little political connection as possible. So far as we have already formed engagements, let them be fulfilled with perfect good faith. Here, let us stop. Europe has a set of primary interests which to us have none, or a very little remote location or relation. Hence, she must be engaged in frequent controversies, the causes of which are essentially foreign to our concerns. Hence, therefore, it must be unwise in us to implicate ourselves by artificial ties in the ordinary vicissitudes of her politics, or the ordinary combinations and collusions of her friendships or enemies. Our detached and distant situation invites and enables us to pursue a different course. If we remain one people under an efficient government," efficient is a very key word there, "the period is not far off when we may defy material injury from external annoyance. When we may take such an attitude as will cause the neutrality we may at any time resolve upon to be scrupulously respected, when belligerent nations, under the impossibility of making acquisitions upon us, will not lightly hazard the giving us provocation, when they may choose peace or war, as our interest, guided by justice, shall counsel. Why forego the advantages of so peculiar a situation? Why quit our own to stand upon foreign ground? Why, by interweaving our destiny with that of any part of Europe, entangle our peace and prosperity in the toils of European ambition, rivalship, interest, humor, or caprice? It is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world, so far, I mean, as we are now at liberty to do it. For let me not be understood as capable of patronizing infidelity to existing engagements. He went on, I hold a maxim no less applicable to public than to private affairs, that honesty is always the best policy. I repeat it, therefore, let those engagements be observed in their genuine sense, but in my opinion, it is unnecessary and would be unwise to extend them. So basically he's saying, hey, look, we should not be entangling ourselves to the point where we're giving away our wealth like we have been. We've been wasting our wealth on NATO. We've been wasting our wealth in so many areas around the world. What we should do, and what I was even taught as a child, that we should be a great example, a very powerful example. We should be so strong that no one would want to attack us, but yet so friendly and so open economically that everyone would want to do business with us. That we would produce our own stuff and therefore not be vulnerable to the dictates, moods, or attitudes of other nations who do not have our best interest at heart. Now, first of all, in order for us to engage in such a manner, we must now detach ourselves from those who are now in government offices in this nation. We must detach ourselves from them who do not have our best interest at heart as well. Anyone like Uncle Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Mikey Johnson, any of them who have a greater interest in supporting a globalist effort or any other nation above our interest, they should be dispatched immediately out of office as unqualified to serve we the people. We the people have to start growing a big pair and saying, you know what? We're done. We're done putting up with this foolishness. Because if we do not stand up and push back very strongly, I fear that there will come a time that what you saw after January 6th, when they locked up people that never even went into the Capitol, when they locked up people who peacefully walked through the Capitol, the People's House, by the way, this, you just don't understand how cocky and full of themselves they are in Washington, D.C. at this very moment. And the things that they have planned against you and I is totally abysmal. And we'll talk more about that on an upcoming episode of the Ron Edwards American Experience. But now that I see that my time is up, thank you so much for your time.
That's all, folks.
To exit stage right.
And always, as I say at this time, remember to pray for your nation, pray for your family, your friends, yep, and even your enemies.
Oh, yeah.
And treat others the way you would want to be treated. So until next time, my friends, I'm Ron Edwards. Bye now.
Make a new connection to everyone. Let's lead the way. Let's lead the way. Right today. Everyone gets love and affection. 'Cause I don't understand.